the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, November the 9th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Social workers among those speaking out against the nation's latest gun massacre. Also on the Friday rundown as we head towards Veterans Day, we have a series of reports on Armistice Day, veteran unemployment, and vet support for public lands. First, our top story. Terrified patrons hurled bar stools through the windows to escape or threw their bodies protectively on top of their friends. Yahoo News reports that as a Marine combat veteran killed 12 people at a country music bar in Thousand Oaks just outside of L.A. The killer, Ian David Long, was 28 years old and a former machine gunner and Afghanistan war veteran. Yahoo News says the motive for the rampage remains under investigation. Social workers are expressing sorrow and solidarity with the victims of that shooting. More on the story from Suzanne Potter.
The California chapter of the National Association of Social Workers is also calling for more public awareness around gun violence restraining orders. Rebecca Gonzalez, Director of Government Relations and Political Affairs with NASW, says these so-called red flag laws can really make a difference.
Well, I have no idea if that would help in this case, but I do think that Californians need to know that these gun violence restraining orders are out there, and if they do have concerns about their loved ones, that they should look into trying to get an order.
Gonzalez says social workers are very active in areas of mental health advocacy as the biggest providers of mental health services in the country. They also advocate for gun violence prevention measures that they believe will help make communities safer.
And this is a sad number. This is the 307th mass shooting this year in the U.S. California has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation, but they don't prohibit the type of weapon used in this case, a Glock 21, which is a 45 caliber handgun. Police say it was purchased legally. President Trump won't get the military parade he asked for on Veterans Day, but he's set to be in France to remember the end of World War I. More from Eric Gladys.
President Trump is set to be in Paris this weekend to commemorate the 100-year anniversary of Armistice Day, which marked the end of World War I. Adam Hochschild wrote an award-winning book on what was then called the War to End All Wars, a conflict that killed more than 9 million soldiers, wounded 21 million more, and also left millions of civilians dead. Hochschild says the war, which he argues, like most, didn't have to happen, reshaped the 20th century in ways we're still grappling with today.
It also laid the groundwork for the Second World War and for the Holocaust by leaving behind a tremendous reservoir of bitterness and hatred and resentment in Germany especially, and the need to find scapegoats.
Hochschild says the legacy of the First World War, which leaders on all sides believed would be brief and solve problems, offers lessons worth remembering today as the U.S. makes threats against China and Iran and prepares to pull out of an arms control treaty with Russia.
Armistice Day was observed as a day to observe war's devastation for decades in the U.S., and then Congress changed the name to Veterans Day in 1954. And as the nation prepares to honor veterans for their service, the North Carolina Department of Labor has a new system to help them find jobs.
The new NC Works Veterans Portal is online at veterans.ncworks.gov. It offers resources, training, and employment opportunities. Veteran unemployment is at a record low of 3.1% across the state, compared to 3.8% for the general population. That's still not low enough for Mark Edmonds, Chief Operating Officer of the Division of Workforce Solutions, who explains the need for the portal.
The transitioning out of the military can be difficult, just as any career change is. But for veterans, they can be a bit apprehensive about going into the civilian workforce.
He says the new portal gives veterans a direct way to connect the skills and experience gained through military service to new careers in high-demand fields. North Carolina is home to nearly 800,000 veterans and several major military bases. This is Antoinette Kerr reporting.
Veterans own more than 80,000 North Carolina businesses that support more than a half million jobs statewide and contribute to more than $34 billion in personal income to the local economy. Protests in New York, D.C., Chicago, and other parts of the country erupted Thursday night as Americans called on their leaders to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The Huffington Post reports the demonstrations follow President Trump's removal of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. The move places the investigation in jeopardy, as the appointee, Matthew Whitaker, has expressed deeply critical views of the investigation. And finally, with Veterans Day approaching, one vet in Montana is speaking up for public lands.
It also...
Anson Nygaard spent 2 years on active duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, and when he returned in 2012, decided to hike the Pacific Crest Trail. Nygaard says the trek helped him recalibrate and settle back into civilian life. He eventually moved to Montana for the ample access to public lands and joined the Montana Wilderness Association to advocate for them and reach out to other veterans. He says for some vets, public lands can be a healing place.
This is something we fought for. This is something that's ours. We have skin in the game, and that's an element that adds to that rejuvenative process in terms of being outside and in wild places.
This summer, Nygaard and three other veterans organized a Rook March through public lands in northwestern Montana, traveling 60 kilometers to symbolize the country's 60 national parks. Montana is home to the highest number of veterans per capita.
I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for wrapping up your week. News and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.